This is Jerry Flowers, and I'm the owner of the UWD stores located in Edmond and Norman. When you visit one of my locations, you can expect to receive exceptional care, knowledge, and compassion. We emphasize the importance of providing educational materials that demonstrate the benefits of medical products scientifically proven to help patients who suffer from severe illnesses such as cancer, chronic pain, insomnia, high blood pressure, heart disease, autoimmune diseases such as lupus and fibromyalgia, and more. We provide a money-back guarantee, so there's no reason not to schedule your appointment today to start your journey to better health. Please visit one of our two locations conveniently located in either Edmond or Norman, or go to UWDOK.com to learn more. You are now listening to Slay and Chill.
I'm just trying to run me up a building, yeah. Get to the money what I'm feeling, yeah. Feeling like I'm caught in tunnel vision, yeah. And you niggas ain't with me, yeah. You niggas is bitch, yeah. You niggas is ratchet, make you switch, yeah. Y'all ain't fucking with me, yeah.
Hey, look who just pulled up. Let this verse go through.
He say that he your dog. Tell me how he treat you. Got my back against the wall.
And I'm saying, fuck them all, nigga. That's just how I'm feeling. My bad, man. I got too off track. Let me go ahead and bring him on in this thing. Let's go, Southside Time, man. It's your moment. So we got Ball is Life Hooper, man. Ball is Life South in the arena, man. So see money, get money, Trayvo. Thank you very much for that. What's goody, bro?
Hey, what's good, gang?
Man, chilling, man. You out there getting that West Coast love, huh?
Yeah, man. You know, we chilling at the Venice house right now, man. Ooh. Got a little goal and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Nice little setup. It's my boy T right there, you know what I'm saying? It's my boy Ice Bucket. Y'all might know him from Ball is Life, All American and stuff. Super famous on Instagram. That's my boy Nick right there. The owner of the VBL, you know what I'm saying? He started that, man. Been doing it for 20 plus years. That's my man.
Hey, let's go, man. I mean, hey, bro, it's good to see you, man. It's good to see you, bro. Like I said, we got a little history, man. I got to walk with you. Oh, man, we having technical difficulties. He got that little oh, man. We got to fix that. Come on. Let me get the music popping back. Man, thank y'all for tuning in. We having technical difficulties right now, man. My guy is out there in Venice, man. That was See Money, Get Money, Trayvo, featuring Young D, Mitch, Demeanor. Y'all can go subscribe to that on all platforms, man. Like I say, big things in the works, bro. That's my guy in the arena, bro. I'm excited, man. God dang it, I'm mad that he lost some service, man, but we gonna be all right, though. You know what I'm saying? We gonna be all right. So let me find some more music to play until my guy could come back up. So since my guy Chris the God MC Kane jumped off in this thing, I'm gonna go ahead and play my guy's music as well. So let's go ahead and see what I can pull up of his. You know how Instagram, how YouTube do you? They definitely make sure to throw them ads off in that thing. You be like, what the heck is going on? Tell T Jones I said, that's sad. Hey, I already know, right? Big bro, add me back, please. Hey, I got you, T Jones. I was just making sure you could come back, bro. I was gonna buy some time, man. But hey, it is what it is. He's back, y'all. He's back. He's back in the arena. I'm sending that invite right there. Thank everybody for tuning in to a live edition of Slay and Chill. We on Instagram. Shout out to Anchor for making it this simple for us to put on. What's good, bro? You good? You back?
Yeah, my bad. I apologize about that.
No worries, man. No worries, man. So for the first time viewers, man, tell the world a little bit about T. Jones.
Say it again, brother.
I said for the first time viewers, so for somebody that don't know you, tell the world a little bit about T. Jones, man. Tell them a little bit about you. Who are you from, man?
My name is Tyrone Jones. I grew up on the south side of Oklahoma, you know what I'm saying, southeast. We moved to the southwest when I was about 8 or 9, but my grandma always stayed on the southeast, so I was always, you know what I'm saying, back and forth. You know what I'm saying, just normal hooping, you know what I'm saying? Okay. I had to earn a lot of my respect, you know what I'm saying? I'm a JUCO product, you know what I'm saying? Went to the JUCO route. Went to a Division I, things didn't work out. Went to an NAIA. After that, end up going pro for a couple of years, you know what I'm saying? Now I'm signed with Ballers Life, you know what I'm saying?
How was that? We'll pause you there. So hooping for Ballers Life, tell us a little bit about that, because that is definitely an alternative route that a lot of these hoopers may not know about. So tell them a little bit about that.
The Ballers Life deal, like, it's smooth, you know what I'm saying? It requires me to be on, like, my P's and Q's at all times, you know what I'm saying? Because definitely don't want to get no content and be looking weak, so I'm following them, you know what I'm saying? So, and then, like, I don't know, my image already is like a guy that, like, you know what I'm saying, like, don't really take no shit from nobody, you know what I'm saying? Talk a little shit here and there, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, like, you know, just a little bit of entertainment, you know what I'm saying? Not to mention, like, man, I still be, like, cramming on everybody, man, like, dunking on anybody.
Hey, bro, we've been seeing the videos, man. You've been catching major bodies, man. So I was like, I sent that DM quick. I'm like, bro, let's get this set up, man. Like, I've been knowing you, man. So I just love to give love. Actually, speaking of that, we got Mr. Ugly Dude said, he told me to tell T. Jones I said that's sad.
Say it one more time, bro. I'm sorry.
I said Mr. Ugly Dude said he told me to tell you that that's sad.
My boy Tydrell, yeah, man, that's sad, man. My internet, my little service is terrible out here in Cali, bro. I'm sorry.
I was like, oh, man, he has a little bar. He has a little circle.
Hey, but I was, shit, my bad.
That's definitely what's up, man. We got some South Squad versus East Squad in the comments, man. We got mad love off in her, T. Jones. A lot of people showing you love off in this thing, man. If anybody got any questions for him, like I said, the way this works is you press that little paper plane and you share this mug out to whoever you see is online. If you got a question, hit that question mark right there and then pop your question up. It'll pop it up. I'll throw it on the screen for y'all so we can celebrate this brother. So my question is, when did you fall in love with basketball?
Say it again. I'm sorry, bro.
When did you fall in love with basketball?
Man, listen, a lot of people don't know this, but I was really an all-state, like, football player. Like, I was really, really, really good. I mean, like, extremely good. But it was around, like, my freshman year. Well, I wouldn't even say my freshman year. It started a little bit before that. In sixth grade, I had appendicitis. You know what I'm saying? And I had surgery, you know what I'm saying? And, like, I was a pretty big sixth grader, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But, like, I had went into the hospital, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I had lost hella weight, like, a lot of weight. And, like, I wasn't able to move, you know what I'm saying, and do much. But, like, I was able to go outside and shoot, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I was shooting, you know what I'm saying? Then I was like, man, you know what? Kind of like basketball a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So, like, went back to school, like, after I got all right, you know what I'm saying, got back healthy. You know what I'm saying? I started playing basketball. And, like, I wasn't the greatest, you know what I'm saying? But I was really, 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 really athletic. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I was like, man, like, I feel like I can get there. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I can get better. So, you know, I just stuck with it. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy because, like, I progressively, like, started getting better. You know what I'm saying? Like, every year. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, all right, well, I can dribble on a fast break now. Now what I need to do? Size up. Okay. Well, now that I can size people up, like, what I need to work on now? My defense. Okay. Now I got a little defense, what I need to work on now? Jumps. You know what I'm saying? And then it was just like, I don't know. I just, like, to be honest with you, I'm still hungry. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I got big homies out here, like heavy riding them. Like, if they ever were to, like, I feel like you could do this better, or like you probably would be better at this. Like, I'm not the one to be like, nah, nigga, I ain't hearing none of that. I'm like, all right, bet. And like, I'll really like try to do that. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's what makes me different from like a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? Because you can tell me something and like I can go do it like immediately. You know what I'm saying? Like, exactly how you told me to do it.
That's dope. Hold that thought. That thought. That right there is showing. I was talking about this earlier. That's that growth mindset. The growth mindset is feedback is constructive. So being able to take that feedback and go and apply that and then come back and elevate yourself, that's key. You feel what I'm saying? So you're already setting yourself up to win. So that's super dope, bro. I really do appreciate that. And he's not lying either, y'all, because he's a gym rat. I got video, like I told him earlier, of him and Rep CEO, my guy, Renardo Rome, off in the lab. You know what I'm saying? Getting that work in. Not working on dunks, actually working on some grown man moves to help better his game, to help elevate him, his IQ. So the brother be putting the time in. So everything that you get now, as in the accolades, being with Ball is Life, you know what I'm saying? That's big time checkmark stuff right there for people. You know what I'm saying? So it's all in due time. And it's from the grind, from you putting that time in. So that's why I told my son, I was like, tune in later. I'm going to have T. Jones on his mug. Oklahoma legend. Like I said, you a living legend, bro. You know what I'm saying? Your journey not even over. And that's the beautiful thing about it. So every day you wake up, you can create some history, man. So you going up underneath them legs, dunking that shit. I was like, holy shit, you didn't do that last time. I was like, what you on?
Man, just have some tricks up in the sleeve, man. Have to put the tricks up in the bag.
Mr. I don't stretch. I'm like, this brother out here went up underneath the legs with that thing. I was like, okay.
Hey, I really didn't stretch, though. I was blood. I was on the phone. I was watching them dudes dunks. They kept missing. I was like, bro, I'm finna go turn up and I ain't stretch. Hey, shout out to my boy Blake Griffin. I ain't stretch. Go.
BG, what's good, bro? Tap in. I need him on the pod. But yeah, man, let me see what's next. I asked you when you fell in love with basketball. Okay, my next question is, because me personally, like, I know I didn't come up with who I am as a basketball player by myself. So who are some of the GOATs in basketball that you've looked up to? They don't even have to be, you know, you don't got to say Michael Jordan if you don't want to. It could be one of your big homies, somebody that put time in with you in the gym. Who is some people that you looked up to create your game? Me personally, if you ask me mine to take some pressure off you, if you ask me who my top three players is, Michael Jordan, obviously, because he that GOAT, you know what I'm saying? And I would say Kevin Garnett. I just love the energy that he played with. And I love Iverson, bro, pound for pound, the best to ever do it. You feel what I'm saying? So them is my three. Not necessarily saying I'm finna, you know, I'm Iverson, but those are my three that I kind of take a little bit from when it came to the game of basketball. So, who you look up to?
Well, I don't know if a lot of y'all know this, but my favorite black basketball player ever is Penny Hardaway. So, like, he's definitely my number one. Like, it just made sense to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was a bouncy guard, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was, like, nah, he wasn't a basketball unicorn, but at the time, you know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't many point guards that was doing what he was doing. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I really, really, really fuck with Anthony Penny Hardaway. That's my guy. And then at number two, you know what I'm saying, like, Vince Carter, bro.
Vince Sanity. God damn, boy.
He was a guy, man. He used to dunk everything. And he could shoot a little bit earlier in his career, man. People didn't know that. That man had a nice little tray ball on him. You know what I'm saying?
He really did.
Yeah. I mess with DC, especially when it was with the Nets and stuff. The Raptors. He went crazy when he was with the Raptors too.
Yep.
And then like my third, like it's gonna be like a tie right there for my third, because you know what I'm saying, like I'm not a Michael Jordan ass nigga, but I like you know what I'm saying, like I respect his game, you know what I'm saying, just like I'm not like a Kobe, you know what I'm saying, a Kobe type player, but I respect that game and I would love to be something similar like them. So you know what I'm saying? Like, my tie would have to be, like, it would have to be out of Jordan, Kobe, and, man, the Oklahoma GOAT, man, Xavier Alexander. Like, that's my guy.
Hey, you know, I played against that brother before. Yeah, I played against him.
Yeah, like, been looking up to Big Bro for a long time. For from his Midwest city days, you know what I'm saying, to his SMU, you know what I'm saying, to his overseas, like, to, you know what I'm saying, when he was, like, with the 66ers, like, I was, like, you know what I'm saying, like.
Did we lose him again? I'm about to say, don't lose. I'm about to say, we glitched. Okay, he glitched in the Matrix, but he's still with us, y'all. He's still with us. He's still with us.
Yeah.
But no.
Yeah, but yeah, that was big, bro.
I played against him. Funny story about Xavier Alexander. Me and my guy, I think Ugly Dude was playing with me in this tournament. But we was playing in a 3-on-3 tournament at Douglas High School. And it was pretty much playing against him and his brothers. And we was out there going blow for blow with him. You know what I'm saying? Bucket for bucket. And it was at Douglas, so they had a lot of home cooking. So they had a crowd, bro. So long story short, some woman kept chirping up in the stands, bro, like coming for our throat because we was playing against him. And I was like, shut up. I was like, who is this bitch up in the stands? Like, he was like, nigga, that's my mama. I was like, oh, shoot, I ain't trying to fight. I like, bro, we ain't trying to fight. I didn't know who the woman was. Like I said, I'm out there hooping on the court. But we just kind of laughed it up, man. And like I said, that's my guy, though. I got nothing but respect for him, dude. I follow his career as well, so. That's crazy that you mentioned him as one of your goats. That's dope. Yeah, he can definitely ball, man. Definitely can ball. Definitely can ball. We do got a question right here from Most Hated Kenneth. When you coming to the church?
Man, listen. T. Jones is coming home soon. He's coming home soon. Hey, shout out to my man Sammy, by the way. And I'm glad I chose basketball, too, bro. Ballers like that.
Yes, sir. So, man, ball is life, man. So tell us a little bit about that. When is your next game? Like, how does that work? Like, when do people get to see you?
Well, to be honest with you guys, there's actually something in the works right now. I can't speak too much on it, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to spoil it, but just I just want you guys to understand this. Your boy T. Jones is going to be a bad guy out in these streets, man.
Bad guy.
I'm about to say, man, I'm going to be easy to love, but he'd be easier to hate. That's all I can say, man. Not all ball of life.
Hey, man. Hey, just like I say, man, just keep doing your thing, bro. Like I said, I'm excited for you and your career, everything that you got going on, man. So just keep on doing that. So. Keep us in the loop on that. Anytime you got some videos, some content, please hit us up so I can post it on our page so we can continue to build you up, man. Because that's what it's about. You know what I'm saying? Like the shirt say, show love is free. So next, he says, stay tuned because he's going to be a bad guy in these streets. Who's the hardest player that you had to guard?
The hardest player that I had to guard, like, recently?
Either way.
Man. You know, I didn't guard some pretty tough guys, but
Rakilo Whitaker said me.
I would say right now, like recently, like the toughest guy that I had to guard was this guy named Ice Bucket. It's pretty decent. You know what I'm saying? He's a pretty decent guy. You know what I'm saying? He can shoot the ball, and he's an athletic forward. You know what I'm saying? He can shoot the hell out of the ball. He's very, like, anybody know, you know what I'm saying, any type of shooter, you know what I'm saying? Like, athletic shooter, it's hard to guard because you like, damn, I'm going to let him bust my ass, or I'm going to let him go dunk on my teammate.
Got you. I got you. Okay, next question. If you could give some advice to a youngster that's chasing his hoop dream, give him some advice, man, when it comes to this game of basketball. Because a lot of people see the finished product. A lot of people see the videos of you out there dunking, having a good time, but they don't know about the process, the marathon of getting to that point. You feel what I'm saying? Like, even the whole journey, the JUCO to the D1, that didn't work. To the other college, to where you at, the pro, to now currently where you at. So a lot of people, they don't see all that. They don't see the actual grind. They just see the finished project. So do you have any advice for the next up and coming hooper?
Well,
You know what I'm saying? Like, some advice. Because it's one thing for me to say it, like, I can beat them to the in the face with it. Like, yo, you do this, but I'm not the one out here on Ballers Life dunking no more. I got my accolades back in my day, but currently, they looking up to you. That, like I said, I told somebody earlier, I was like, yo, I'm going to be on IG Live with Southside Ty, and he who would Ballers Life. As soon as I said Ballers Life, they was like, I'm tuning in. I'm locked in. So, yeah.
Man, the only thing that I have to say, hey, shout out to you, shout out B-Zion, and shout out motherfucking and my guys. But the only thing that I would have to say to the, you know what I'm saying, the youth is, man, whatever you decide to do with this hoop stuff, like, be consistent. Consistency is key. You know what I'm saying? Like, every coach is going to preach consistency. You know what I'm saying? Every agent is going to preach consistency. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's going to speak on consistency. So, like, if you're going to be, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you want to be the best shooter, you know what I'm saying, in your conference or whatever, like, be consistent on working on your jumper. If you want to be one of the best, you know what I'm saying, like, playmakers or slasher or point guards, like, be consistent on working on your craft. You know what I'm saying? Like, understand, you know what I'm saying? Like, that, like, it's always someone out there working. You feel me? And, like, I know that's kind of cliche to say, but, like
it's facts.
I'm telling you guys, like, bro, it's always somebody out there working. Like, and, like, they, like right now, like, I'm on Instagram Live, like, when I get out for here, like, and I drop my stuff off at the Airbnb, I'm sliding to the gym. I'm about to go get these shots up. You feel me? Like, because I got to stay sharp. Bro, like, you never know. You never know. Opportunities are like they come a dime a dozen.
They come,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be prepared for every opportunity. You know what I'm saying? What my man Nipsey said, how long between preparation meets dedication, or something like that? How long?
Hard work, yeah. I know what you're talking about. I'm okay. About to say, you're going to have me play it and get my video blocked, but I know exactly what you're talking about, man.
Oh, dang, I saw it.
Yep. So that's dope, man. I love that. So all y'all next up hoopers, all the future, listen to this man, because he ain't telling you no lie. You feel what I'm saying? That's crazy. So let me see. So what's next for you? You got anything that you can talk about that's next? How did you meet up? How did you link up with Ballers Life? How did that happen? Can you tell us that story?
I actually got a, if y'all didn't notice, I had a Ballers Life when I was in high school. Haha. Yeah, my first video that, like, was put on YouTube was from Brad from Ballers Life. So, like, we had always been linked in, but, like, I guess, like, we just, I don't know. I just came out here to Cali one time. I balled out, you know what I'm saying? I got connected with White Iverson, you know what I'm saying? Kenny Dodds and them. And Bob was like, hit me on Instagram. They asked me, like, hey, yo, Ty, we see that you be hooping and stuff. Like, if we set up a run in the city, do you think you can pull up, you know what I'm saying, get some players to come out and hoop? And I was like, yeah, all right, yeah, I can do that. So they pulled up, and I was hooping. Bob's Life was like, hey, yo, you running with us, right? I was like, yeah, yo, gang, what you saying?
You ain't said nothing but a word.
and then, shoot, they gave me the green light, and I just turned up. And, man, I just keep turning up. I mean, every time I step on the court, I just know, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got to turn up, you know what I'm saying? And, like, I like that, like, a lot of people don't know who I am yet. So it's like, when I do turn up, they be like, oh,
who is this? Who is this? Oh, who is this?
I am like that.
He said, yeah, I'm like that. I'm like that. That's dope, man. Keep putting on for the city, bro. Like I said, I love that, man. Like, I love to show love. I love to give props. Like I said, I just wanted to pull up. I didn't want to take too much of your time, but I definitely wanted to make sure that we shared your story, man, because, like I say, it's Oklahoma versus the world over here, man. Like, a lot of people be sleeping on us, acting like we ain't got ball players here. I'm like, I know a few of them. You feel what I'm saying? I happen to be one, but I know a few of them. So I do appreciate your time on here, man. You got anybody you want to shout out, man? Anything on this before we get up out of here? You got a lot of love, man, in the comments, man.
Shout out to the whole gang, man. Stop playing, man. You know what it is. Old city or no city. Stop playing.
Big facts, bro.
On me, my big brother told me, man, this is the last thing I'm going to say. I'm definitely Southside to, like, you know what I'm saying, to the death of me. But big brother told me, like, it's more than that now. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not just repping the Southside. I'm repping, like, all of OKC. You know what I'm saying? So, like, Southside is the name of my lifestyle. But, like, I'm out here repping the O, you know what I'm saying? Getting it done.
Hey, man, just keep on doing that, man. Keep us in the loop with whenever you plan. So, like I said, you got a flyer, you got anything that's popping, shoot it to me. I'll share it to our post. I'll tag whoever you need me to tag off in it. Holler at Brad from Baller's Life for me. See if he down to get on the podcast, man.
Hey, man, I'll chop it up with my man and see what I can do for you.
Hey, bro, please pull that string for me, man. Before we jump out of this bad boy, does anybody got any questions for my man right there? Before we jump out, this is your time. Press that dot, that question mark down there. Shoot him a question. Get shouted out in this episode. He already done told us who his favorite hoopers is. What's your pregame meal? You got a pregame meal? Your favorite pregame meal that you grub?
Say it again, big bro.
Do you have a favorite pregame meal before a big game?
Do I have a favorite pregame meal? Man, just kind of unhealthy, but hey, I'd be liking to grab a little Snickers while I play. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, let's get that Snickers plug.
A little Snickers while I be smacking. You know what I'm saying? Might not eat the whole thing. Might save half for halftime. You know what I'm saying? Depending on how I'm playing, might need that little pick me up after the game. Like, damn, I played bad.
Oh, that's hilarious, bro. Hey, that's hilarious. We got a question. What's your most inspirational quote that motivates you on a day to day basis? Great question.
My most inspirational quote. All right. I think the most inspirational quote, like, would be that I learned from my OG, 30 days, 30 ways. I mean, 30 days, 30 ways. When I like say that, like, man, it's 30 days, it's 30 ways to get, you know what I'm saying? So like you chilling, like, just like procrastinating, like wasting one day doesn't make sense. You feel me? You got 30 days.
Man,
get in those 30. But hey, gang, I ain't gonna lie, your boy gotta go ahead and get to this Airbnb. Man, tap in when I get there, probably. You know what I'm saying? I gotta get up out of here, though.
All right, man, I appreciate your time and energy on this episode, man. We'll definitely get you back on as your career progresses, man. Keep being dangerous, bro, Ham, and thank you for your time, man.
Yes, sir. I appreciate y'all. Thank you for your time.
Yes, sir. Y'all stay tuned for this. I'll let you jump out. But yes, everybody, thank y'all for tuning in to another edition of Slay and Chill. We talk sports, life, art, and we chill. You feel me? This episode's next up athlete is T Jonesy, aka Southside's Ty, man. Ball is life. Next up for this man. So y'all make sure that y'all tap in, go give him a follow, and just keep checking in with us, man. If you're an athlete, you want to be spotlighted, tap in, man. It ain't too hard to find me. Slay and Chill. It's only one of us. But yeah, thank y'all very much on this great day. For y'all football fans, go watch y'all football. I'm about to go watch, or matter of fact, tune in and watch Sports Way with Dre Day and my guy Aaron B on Twitter going live. They're going to be talking about this Tampa Bay Buccaneers versus Dallas Cowboys game. So thank you all once again. I'm Sam the Archer. Click the link in the bio and we'll definitely get, yes, we do got to finish our episode, See Money, Get Money, Trevo. We definitely got to finish that out. Big things in the works, bro. Like I said, man, I can go in my notes now. You see all my notes as in to guess. I can go right there, Southside Ty. I can put that check mark, stamp of approval on, and we are good to go. Nick B, thank you for joining in late. It's Uncle Dub. Thank you all as well. Thank y'all for coming to get elevated, man.